Do you want to go down to a 40-hour week without losing revenue? If you're ready to let go of all the extra hours, the stress, the overwhelm, and the clients who hijack your time, consider my signature program, Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind. In it, we'll get your accounting practice under control. We'll fix your pricing problems. I'll show you ways to price so you stop giving away the farm so you bring in more revenue for the work you're already doing. I'll help you disengage the clients who are good people, but are holding your business back and slowing you down. I'll help you package up your services and design them so they're easy for your clients to understand and choose from, while helping you simplify and standardize what you sell. And we'll focus on making your messaging more interesting and compelling, so you attract more of the kinds of clients you want to work with and break out of the hodgepodge of referrals trap. We get your prices up. We get your workload down. We standardize, we simplify, we streamline. And we do this at a pace that feels doable, where you feel confident in every choice you make. Prices up, workload down. Registration is open now. We start Tuesday, May 7th. Come with us. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to find out more. Hello, and welcome to the Smart Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help you work less and earn more. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today, we're talking about how to package advisory services. And of course, tune in next week for the obvious follow-on episode, how to price advisory services. But for now, we're keeping this conversation bite-sized because there is already a ton of spread inside this topic alone. So what's important about packaging advisory services? Without having services packaged, whether they're advisory or not, will likely result in a few noticeable symptoms. You may find yourself in the unenviable position of billing by the hour after the fact for work you think you ought to do, which of course results in another common set of problems, including but not limited to getting undercompensated relative to the value that you could or do provide, working long hours because things often take 20 to 40% longer than we expect them to, and doing the same things over and over again, but without a clear and efficient system, which makes work harder than necessary to complete, and so on. You may also find that scope is creeping all over the place, that it's very difficult to put an advance price on your work, and it makes it really hard to propose to prospects ways that they might be able to work with you. Without predetermined packaged services, and where a lot of CPAs are, is tell me what you need, and I'll do it for you at this hourly rate. What I want you to have instead is the ability to package up your own services, to know how to do it, and to know what the end result looks like. So today, I'll give you the questions that you can ask yourself and in the right order so that you can build out your own packages that suit your firm and your clientele in a way that meets both of your needs. How I want you to think about this is by going way upstream to the headwaters. The first two questions go together, and they are, what problem is this solving, and who is it being solved for? So four examples here. Is it a business owner who has 15 entities? He's a serial entrepreneur who just keeps opening and acquiring businesses and they all interplay and he needs a comprehensive solution. The problem that your packages are solving is that he has all kinds of entities, and if they're handled in a one-off approach, it's a mess and opportunities get missed. Another example might be the seven-figure business owner who is moving out of the me and my team of three phase and into more staff, more management, more policies, and more opportunities for tax savings and net worth improvement. One problem at the new to seven-figure stage is often a new level of staff and therefore different types of cash flow challenges. Another example of the what problem is this solving and who's it solving it for is a more early stage business owner who's moving into and through the early six-figure stage. And now that they have a real business that's out of startup phase, if they haven't already, they might need help converting to an S-Corp, getting set up with payroll, making sure that compensation is in the ballpark, making sure they're in compliance with these things, and so on. So the problem for this level of business owner could be moving from sole prop to S-corp, and it requires a new level of compliance that the business owner is not equipped to or doesn't want to deal with. And the last one here is the new business owner who wants to get their entity set up the right way the first time and needs help navigating the paperwork of filing with the state, getting their EIN, and all the rest. The problem this is solving is that the business owner wants to get going making money and doesn't want to get bogged down navigating what is to them bureaucratic checkbox paperwork, but they know it's important to get it done right, they want to be in compliance, and they want it done quickly. So those are four buckets that you could put clients and prospects in to separate their problems out, because the eight-figure business owner is going to have very different problems than the seven-figure business owner, which will have very different problems from the early six-figure business owner, which of course will have very different problems from the brand new business owner. Once you have identified who it's for and what problems it solves, that's when you begin to build out the packages. So the next question is, what do they need? This is where you list everything from annual budgeting to forecasting to performance reporting, expense review, payroll admin, quarterly estimated tax planning, business and personal returns, registering the S-corp with the state, all the rest. Your higher level, farther along business owners are not going to need some of the same things that your early stage business owners need, and vice versa. So you list out all the things they could possibly need, but don't include in the list the things that you know they don't need. Then what you do, split your column into three, make bronze, silver, gold, and have gold get the best service and the best possible results. Bronze gets the stripped down, most basic version that still gets the client to the end goal of what they want. Make sure there's enough spread between the two so that you have room for silver that, of course, you fit in between. Once you have your packages outlined, only then do you get into value, followed by price, which I will cover in the next episode. For now, let's pretend that your existing clients and prospects run the gamut from the eight-figure serial entrepreneur down to the brand new business. What are you going to have? You are likely to have at least four service lines, each with three options. For the serial entrepreneur with 15 entities earning $50 million, you will have a bronze, silver, gold for them. For the high six-figure and early seven-figure business owner moving out of me and my three-person staff into a team of 10, you will have bronze, silver, gold for them. For the early six-figure business owner who wants to make sure they're doing money right, not missing deductions, that payroll is being done properly, you will have bronze, silver, gold for them. And for the new business owner who wants to have their entity set up properly the first time and would rather pay the money than navigate the hassle, you will have bronze, silver, gold for those folks. When you learn how to bundle up and package your services that lead to clear outcomes for a specific kind of buyer who matches a predictable pattern in the phase of growth in their business, it will get so much easier for you to onboard, work with, and contribute meaningful value to them. And more value leads to higher prices. Plus, you'll be able to systematize more easily, which will help you get your time back. So, learning how to package up your services is a key piece of being able to make more while working less as a CPA. If you want more great content like this, be sure to join me the last 2 weeks of October for a series of micro trainings that I'm hosting on Crowdcast. Over the course of 10 days, I will be covering packaging and pricing and so much more. If you want to be in the loop, be sure to subscribe to my daily drip of business strategy at shethinksbigcoaching.com, or keep an eye out for an upcoming bonus episode that will have all the links that you need to know more and to attend. All right, that's it from me. Have a great week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Registration is open now, but it won't be for long. Go to GeraldineCarter.com now to enroll today.